to Easter, because Easter's always a big deal and there's always people excited. But several things happened on the very first Easter Sunday morning that was a game changer. I've told you that I love Christmas, but Christmas is great, but Easter is the Super Bowl. It is the game changer of the Christian life. You know, several things happened at Easter. One, it's the foundation of our hope, the fact that we have been begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We know that heaven is real. We know that we're heaven bound because of our faith in Christ, because he arose from the grave. And that's one of the things we celebrate at Easter. Also, it's the promise Christ gave us. Remember, the angels had to remind the ladies who saw the empty tomb that he is arisen just as he said. And he is declared to be the Son of God by the power of the resurrection. We know that our faith and trust is not in a fairy tale, but it is in the fact of the resurrection. That's what proves Christianity as the game changer, as the only true belief. Now, what else happened at Easter? Well, Satan was defeated at Easter. Satan did not want Jesus to rise from the dead. Satan thought he had the advantage. Have you ever wrestled? Anybody wrestle in here? You wrestle? Come on, now you wrestle. What's the goal of wrestling?
Pin them down.
That's right. You got to take them down, and you got to spit in their mouth or make them eat grass. You haven't truly won until you make them eat a wad of grass, okay, or you spit in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? I know it's gross you think, but that's cool, right? It's bringing them under and holding them down. And that is what Satan thought he had done. You see, Satan is not just the most powerful being that God ever created. He's the most beautiful and the most talented. And Jesus says he's the most intelligent and he's a liar. He'll take the truth of the Bible and turn it into a lie, and he's just that stinking good at it. But he was defeated at the resurrection. This is what happened on Easter Sunday morning. He thought he had Satan or Jesus right where he wanted him, but he was helpless to stop Jesus from rising from the dead, because Jesus is not a created being like the cults teach. He is the Creator who came to die for his creation. That's the difference between Christianity and other belief systems. The Creator came to us so he could die in our place. Satan was helpless. He could not defeat him. But you know, the other thing that the resurrection proved is that sin was paid for. That his offering for sin, well, our sin, right? Right? It wasn't his sin, right? Jesus is sinless. He's God. That the price he paid for my sin satisfied the holiness of God. That's what happens. That's what Easter means to us as believers. We know we're going to rise again because he did. We know that Satan is defeated because he rose. We know that my sin was paid for in full, and that God didn't leave us in a helpless or hopeless condition. The Bible actually says that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so Peter says in verses 18 and 19, he says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ." You know, I wasn't bought back to God by money or by effort or by merit or by intelligence. No, I was bought back by the blood of his own son. I've been redeemed. Number three, we are the saints and we are secure in Christ. They say, "How do you know you're a saint?" And I always say, you're either a saint or you're an ain't. Right? You either are or you aren't. That's like saying, "Well, she's a little bit pregnant." No, she's pregnant or she's not. Okay? Right? You either are a born-again believer or you're not. There are a lot, and listen, how do you know that you're born again? Because you've looked to God and called upon him and asked him to save you because you believe he died in your place, that your sin put him there. I remember doing that. It was October 9th, 1990. I was 23 years old, and I came to the realization I could not save myself or be good enough. Easter Sunday, that next few months after I got saved, that next year, meant so much more to me than it ever had in the past, because now as a believer, my faith and trust is in that event that we celebrate. You see, we're secure in Christ. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18:4, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, even so the soul of the Son. And we are unremovable from God's hand. Now that ought to make you happy. That you can't lose your salvation. You are in the palm of the Father's hand and nobody can remove you from it. And even Christ said in John chapter 10 or John chapter 6, I won't remove you. Even I will not remove you. I'm secure in his hands. And we've been given eternal life. John chapter 3 and verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. We have life eternal at the moment we trust Christ as our Savior. We don't get it after we die. We have it now. I'll never be separated from my Heavenly Father again. John chapter 3. Then verse 18, the Bible says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Nobody can lay anything to your charge as a charge against you that would keep you from heaven. We are secure, unremovable. That's what Easter means. That's why we make a big deal out of it here at First Baptist. So, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you've never reached out to him in prayer and just admitted you're a sinner and asked him to save you because you believe, nobody else can do it for you. It was 9:00. I remember where I was. I remember what I was doing. I was pacing the floor of our little honeymoon apartment like I am now, thinking to myself, how am I going to bargain with God when I die? If this is real, if everything I just read in the Bible is real, what can I possibly offer God that he would take me? And when I came to the realization, I had nothing to offer him but just take him at his word. It was 9:00 at 706 North Fulton Street, Lakin, Illinois, apartment B in the south bedroom on gold shag carpet. I knelt down and received Jesus as my Savior. But you look to him with eyes of faith. You listen to his call. He convicted me of my sin, and my feet just ran to him, and I trusted him as my Savior. And now we're secure. That's Easter. That's the resurrection. That's why Christians are supposed to be happy. Right? We are not guaranteed an extravagance down here, but we are given life eternal and life jubilant. The choice is ours as Christians. This is as close to hell as you'll ever get as a born-again believer. This life is what you make it, but Christ offers you even better. He said, I've come to give them life and that more abundantly. That's why Christians ought to be happy. Satan was defeated. Your enemy was put down. Oh, his final put down will be coming at the end of the tribulation and then, of course, at the great white. But anyway, he will finally be put down totally. And I'll spit on his head that day. All right. I mean it. We have been delivered. And we are unremovable in his hand. That's Resurrection Sunday. That's why we celebrate it. I want you, listen, we celebrate it year round. Every Sunday is also a commemoration of the resurrection. That's why we come to church happy. That's why we come to church joyful, so we can share that joy with someone else, because we're here just to celebrate the fact that we are secure, saved, and unremovable. Isn't that cool? You say, why do you guys go to church so much? Because I'm telling you, I wouldn't go back to being lost for everything, for anything or anyone, but you can't. So the question is tonight, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Say amen.
Amen.
If you couldn't say amen, then you need to decide, what am I going to believe? What am I actually going to believe? And what am I really losing? You know, I never gave up nothing to become a Christian. Didn't give up a thing. But I will tell you, God has made a different man out of me. You know, that Bible we read changes us. Well, you guys don't describe fun. I've had fun tonight. I really have. And we have fun every Sunday. And we have fun Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Some of you have no idea about. You ought to come back and check it out. Seriously. Thank you for coming. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you need to pull one of us aside and say, all right, explain it to me. And let me pray with you. And tonight can be the night where you're sure, you're secure, and you're unremovable from God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, thank you for the opportunity to be gathered with my friends. Thank you for this new life that's going to be born, this young girl, this baby girl. She's a girl now. She's been a girl since conception. And Father, for eternity, God, she walks in your side. We pray, God, that for a healthy, happy, normal birth for each one of these ladies and a healthy, happy, normal baby that thrives. And Father, we pray for the life that is to be lived in front of you by each of us, that it would be a life honoring you that shows truly and accurately to these young babies yet to be born that you're real and that you're good and that your promises are worth it. Tonight, Father, as we fellowship, we thank you for each person sitting around us today. And we ask God a special blessing upon them. And Father, bless us as we go tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. If you see